You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Anyone out there who's ever been to a wedding or had their wedding where it had like a theme or a dress code to it, like one of the trends now is like all black weddings, or all the guests wear black, or all the guests are supposed to require to wear a certain, I don't know, outfit or uniform. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-MEGA. 6342. If you've ever experienced this, or if you have an opinion about this, like how would you feel as a guest if you got a wedding invitation and it tells you, hey, you have to wear this color to my wedding? I had heard people doing this, like, but I thought that was just like a TikTok thing, like, doesn't really exist. You know, like things are trending on TikTok, but like, who does this? TikTok influencers in the wild. I've never been to a wedding like this. I'm never going to go to a wedding like this. And then I saw one of my friends, and I use this friends like loosely, I'm like friends with them on social media, right? Like they're acquaintances. I kind of know them. But they were going on a rant about how people were complaining about going to their wedding and not meeting the dress code.
The thing that gets me mad is, generally speaking, I don't ask people for a lot. So when I do ask, just do the thing. It's not hard. It's not like, I don't ask you, I don't control your life. There's one day, if there's a dress code, just do the thing. It's the simplest dress code. We're not saying, oh, be summer chic festive. Wear a black suit, a white shirt, and a black tie. Easy. Like, it's the easiest thing. Whatever you wear to a funeral, wear to my wedding.
Wow.
He was very upset.
He's got a good point.
All black wedding is their theme. I think this is crazy.
I think this is totally normal.
I know. What? I knew you were going to.
So I'm going to 3 weddings this fall.
Yes.
None of them have a dress code, but I welcome a dress code. I think themes are fun. Also, telling someone to wear black is bare minimum. Everybody has a black dress. Everybody has a black suit.
I don't like when people tell me to do anything.
Yeah.
First off. Secondly, I can't stand, like, the point of this is, like, if one person wears a yellow dress, like, grandma doesn't get it. You're weird, trendy, like, because this is probably for photos. That, I'm reading their comments, and it's pretty divided in the comments. Like, I think that's kind of messed up. You guys are telling people what to wear. What if I don't have a black suit? Then I got to go get a black suit. What if I don't have a black dress? Now I have to go get this. Like, you shouldn't do this to your guests. It's too much. And then there are people like, no, I love this. There's some people like that is kind of like me that are go like, thank you for telling me what to wear. Now I don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
A lot of videographers like UAB commented saying they love this for the aesthetically pleasing photos.
Mm-hmm.
But you get grandma who wears the one yellow dress and I feel like it's ruined.
It is ruined,
right?
If somebody wears the wrong color. But if so, I mean, I would be really upset if someone wore the wrong color.
No, but they can't tell your guests what to wear. They're inviting 300
people.
It's
your event. If you don't want to follow the rules of the event you're going to, you shouldn't go.
Yeah.
If you have a big problem with wearing a black dress, like, get a hold of your priorities.
I don't think,
to Old Navy.
I don't think it's hard. I don't think that that's the issue. I'm like, okay, if you're in the wedding, I get
it.
The wedding party, I get. When you start asking guests, it's like, wait a second, man. I thought me showing up was, you know, enough.
It's supposed to be a celebration of your love, not like, I feel like this message to me says a lot, like, we're doing it for the gram and not doing it for the right reasons.
I mean, if I'm spending $150 on your food, you can spend like $20 on a black dress.
855-444-MEGA. How do you feel about these dress codes for weddings? Have you been to them? Did they make it fun? I actually like the idea of whatever he said. Summer chic, that sounded fun, more fun.
Yeah.
When it comes to doing a wedding and having a wedding, how do you feel about these new, like, hey, we're going to tell our guests there's a dress code, or we're going to have a theme to our wedding. You have to fit this theme. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Someone I'm friends with on social media posted that they're having an all-black dress code for the wedding. They wanted for the photo aesthetically pleasing pictures, and guests were complaining. And first off, I thought, I've heard of people doing these, but I never actually knew someone who did it until I followed this person on social. And I'm like, my acquaintance is actually doing this. I understand why people are complaining. You're trying to tell them what to wear. AB, you love this.
I love this. I think especially all they're asking you to wear is black. Everybody has black. If they were asking everybody to be like in pink or red, I get that can be a little bit annoying, but I think the black is cool.
Angie, you're actually going to a wedding just like this, all black theme, and it's not so easy like AB says.
No, I absolutely hate it. Okay, as a woman, I can find a black dress. You're right. I have a plethora of them in my closet. But I think for me, it's my husband. So he is a navy blue kind of guy. So he's got navy blue suits. We are literally going to men's formal wear this weekend to rent a suit to go to this wedding.
Oh, so wow. Annoying. Yeah. That sucks. Mm-hmm. And does this dude who shows up in navy blue, is like, that's so close to black. I would
ruined.
Show up.
No.
No.
Ruined.
That's not
whole
even
wedding
fair.
Ruined.
Angie.
Ceremony off.
Angie, just let him show up in the navy blue and be like, I was close.
Well, part of me is just like, are we going to be that people on purpose? Like, you told us to wear this, so yeah. We're just going to be the rebels.
Yes,
and
yes.
Not do it.
Everyone would be talking about you.
Yes, that's awesome. You
no eyes on the bride, all eyes on the navy suit.
The navy suit.
Yes.
Like, man, she looks pretty, but man, have you seen the navy blue right. suit guy? Thank you so much for the call. Liz, how do you feel about these all black themes or dress codes that are happening for weddings?
I 1,000% agree with AB.
Thank you.
Why?
Yeah, why?
I got married 4 years ago, and there were people that showed up in inappropriate, like, wedding attire. And I'm not saying it, like, destroyed my whole wedding, but, like, my food is not cheap. These decorations mm-hmm. were not cheap. It was a lot to put this on, and I feel like if I... my way to send you an expensive invitation and to do all of this, like, I expect you to look nice.
Oh, so you felt like because you didn't have a dress code, then people yeah. wore whatever they want and they look like they're going to the club and not actually going to the wedding. And if you have this dress code,
like, you have people in, like, I'm like from the South, so we have people like dressed in like blue jean shorts and a t-shirt. And what? I was like, are you kidding me?
This guy
okay, so
shorts.
That's crazy.
This guy who showed up to the wedding in jorts is pretty awesome. And also, I feel bad because it's your wedding. It probably sucked, but that guy is a legend. Thank you so much for the call. It's better than maybe somebody just wearing costumes to the wedding. Like, I'm just going to put on a costume. But no, that's actually what Liz wanted. You actually did a theme wedding and you wanted people wearing costumes?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
It was a Halloween-themed wedding.
Oh, wow.
A Halloween-themed wedding. So what does that mean?
So the groom and I, 37 years ago,
congratulations.
Got married. Thank you. We wore white. Our bridesmaids and groomsmen wore black with white ties and cummerbunds. And everybody else dressed up in Halloween attire.
And you know what? No one's going to forget that wedding.
No,
that's true.
Not.
That
that's
is so
cool.
Special.
You know what I would forget? The stupid all-black wedding. The all-black-dressed wedding. Dress attire.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.